PW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts?
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year.
Okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
To white people thing.
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people
and
thing.
It was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We gotta get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that?
It was yours.
This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything, so e plunimus glumus?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike of the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
So much dig that. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. We are live here, ladies and gentlemen. We are live here at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue, the place also known as Hooters, the number one spot for you to get your wings, shrimp, and burgers. Yes, we're here every Monday from 7 until entertaining you, putting knowledge of nuggets and nuggets of knowledge and entertaining you throughout the world around. God, I had no point for that. So anyway, let's just go ahead and get straight to it. Without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Always in my peripheral vision, we have the man. He's been homeschooled and he's been, yeah, really, there ain't no lightning around here, is it? He is Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a temporary blackout.
Yes, there we go. All right, and so if you guys heard that little hiccup, we had a temporary, and it's not raining and it's not lightning, but because if it's lightning, you won't hear my voice, because you know I'm like ghost inside of a Mr. Chicken farm. The man's putting the sounds through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a member to a club.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's
yeah.
That's apropos.
Sure.
That's fruitly. And
fruitly?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, yeah, apples and fruitly. Pears and things like that. Not hold on, let me finish this. Also, yes, you guys all know why we're here. We're only here for one reason.
Oh no, that can't be the
reason.
That's
the only reason we're here, is because of the man that we call the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the guy with the club that hit his member.
Oh my God.
Wasn't that smooth?
Oh man.
You know why he did that? Because he doesn't have a headache. He doesn't have student loans.
Right. And now my member hurts.
Yes, really. That's good. Thank you for that word of wisdom there, Voice of Reason. All right, so now,
let's get that club off his member now.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, well, let's
go
ahead.
It's swelling up.
And it's stuck.
That's what you want, isn't it? Don't you want swole members?
Not that way.
Not that way, yeah.
Damn. Can't have nothing. All right, well, let's go ahead and let's get another swole member.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to call this man who knows not everything, but knows all stuff.
Sure.
Or in his mind. He is Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Chase Elliott to Free Pickles.
Oh, hell right. Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Really, I was going to get to that.
Second place.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, second. We'll talk about that in a minute.
And very importantly, he made it into the
Final Four, right? Or Final
Eight. Okay. Yes.
So, when we say we talk about that in a minute, it's already been a minute.
Yeah, it's over.
it's also,
we're pretty much done talking about it now.
So now, what are we going to talk about? Because, you know, we still got 64 minutes and do the show.
64?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we only go for 60. Where did the other four come from?
Oh, okay. Well, in your mind.
I was just
in your mind.
It just seems like 70 to many of us.
Right? Really? and back from his worldwide supervisory tour, we are always glad to have this man back. He's out there just pointing in direction and making people with gas do the right thing. This is the Gas Man. Gas Man, welcome back. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a special guest. Thanks for having me back. It's always good to be back. I'm glad to do the show. But when you brought up Chase Elliott, I feel a little sad because it reminds me that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is retired.
Oh, yeah. But he's still on the show.
I know.
You know, he still talks.
Yeah.
Not very well, but he talks. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So, and that's, ladies and gentlemen, going to round out the crew. I had something I wanted to say.
You did?
Yes. I want to give a little programming note.
Oh.
11-4, which would be November 4th.
Oh, ladies, November 4th.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is going on the road again. Yes. We won't be here at our esteemed Palusha Studios. We'll be at one that you, if you remember it, if you are a true Spike on the Mic fan, you remember us. We are doing a live remote podcast broadcast at the Fergs in Hills in St. Pete.
Yes.
Right across from the stadium. That is where we're doing a stpeteradio.com meet and greet of the entire staff and the whole network. So if you guys are in that area, come out there and say hi and say hello. And you can
all the people that have shows on stpeteradio.com
are scheduled to come.
It's
in.
Going to be one of those.
Or radio stpeteradio.com.
Cool.
Yes. They're all going to be there.
Really. And it will be much fun and it'll be good.
And fun too.
Yeah, really. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask y'all, guys. This is part. Yeah. This isn't part of show prep, but since you did this,
right.
Is funner a word?
What word? What a word?
Funner.
Funner, definitely.
More funner.
Yeah.
It's like you can put er on the end of like
just about anything.
Better. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Best. No, not best.
Bet. Wait, yeah, yeah. You make a bet, and
you know what's better than better? Gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, I don't. Gooder could be a word, but you can put What I saw this on the. In the internets, and I was torn by it, but I was wanting to ask.
I like my bread toasted, and sometimes Roz makes it toasteder.
Toasteder. And see, the beauty of the English language is if it is used and you understand it, then you heard it, and it makes sense, right?
Well, sort of.
That's only your rule.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, an English teacher would say probably funner is not a word.
You know, if I want to watch more TV, I always say I'm going to TV-er.
Yeah.
Well, why can't it be a word? Who decided that it won't be a word?
The dictionary gods.
And grammar people.
Oh, man.
So they walk around and say, oop.
I had two grammars. How about you?
I think I had three.
Three grammars?
No, I only had two. Two.
Two, yeah, yeah.
I made up one of them.
Oh, that's the... And she was probably the nicest.
Oh, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go to a big shout-out.
She used to make me chocolate milk.
A big shout-out to our lovely, talented, and our soon-to-be regular guest show on the show. Guest on the show is with the awesome laugh, Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yeah, she said it doesn't matter if it's a word or not if you say it.
Oh, man.
Something like, I didn't even read her tweet right.
If you say it.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So she's
you
really.
You, Spike, just you.
Yeah,
she's really sucking up now.
Well,
she's,
I have this to say to
she's
Tiffany.
She's almost got Steve down. Yeah.
What are you trying to do? You trying to invent words?
It's a word, apparently.
No, because nobody knows what it means.
I uttered it.
Hold on a second. Do you know what funner means?
Oh, okay. So that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Tiffany, and we miss you, and we hope that you come and
sit
in the seat and let us stick a microphone in your mouth real soon. But it came out creepy, but, you know.
It always does.
Well, you said it, so.
Yeah, well, it's a word. And also, mentioning, let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay. The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Yeah.
There we go. Since we already talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did.
So we're going to be reiterating the word. See, Gasman, she's been gone. I've expanded my vocabulary.
Yeah, you got that reiterate.
All right, we're going to reiterate
and
it.
And funner.
Yeah, we're going to add that to the list.
Big and small words.
Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
You saying, guys, he came in second, right?
He came in second.
Which means?
He nearly won.
No, it means all for all participating Hooters, you are allowed free fried pickles
yes.
upon request.
All you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to request them, though.
But you can have as many pickles as you want over and over and over again.
As many pickles as one order will allow.
Allow, yeah. You can want all of them from that order.
Second place is the first loser.
Yeah, first yeah. loser, yeah.
But it has the word first in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
Didn't Ricky Bobby say
that? He surely did.
Do we get, like, turkey sandwiches or something?
Yes, wins? You can also have deep-fried turkey sandwiches.
If he wins.
If he wins.
Yes.
No, the rules, not the opinions and statements by the Voice of Reason does not necessarily reflect
I was just
the
asking.
Hooters. Oh, you were asking. Okay, well, let me ask you the question. No.
Okay.
No. I think if they win, you get, like, 10 extra chicken wings.
And by yes, he means no.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we want to talk to the Hooters Corporation about that we only want to give out accurate and correct information.
About turkey sandwiches.
and nothing else.
And nothing else. Yes. All right. So, and let's see. Something seems to be missing.
Something, yeah.
We've introduced the crew.
Yeah.
We've talked to the sponsors.
What are we talking about?
Oh, don't you have to do your silly dance?
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Hey! Hola, hola. Yes.
Gotcha.
That's wow. it, ladies and gentlemen. We sit here around here. We talk about three things, the past, the present, and the future.
Now, how does that look at home? Can you see us dancing?
Yes. I've seen it on the internet. But here's something that I
Think if you press your headphones real hard against the sides of your head, you could actually see us dancing.
Hey, can you hit that button just for a couple seconds again?
Sure.
We're talking about two or three.
The present and the future.
Hey! All right, unhit it. Yeah. Okay, listen, the reason we had to do it twice is because I woke up last night.
Right.
Which is, you know, odd. And I remember, we didn't do three things last show.
Oh, sure we did.
I'm going to say, no, we didn't.
I'm going to say, I hope we didn't.
check the tape. Check that for you, Jamie, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Listen, I asked a guy in research and development. What's his name? Larry, back there behind the scenes doing research and development. Check out the last week's show and let us know, because I think we didn't do it. So we had to do it again because we got to, you know, keep it going, because if you lose the mojo,
sure,
you know, mo will be lost.
Does that mean if you did do it last week, you can skip next week?
You mean if we do it again?
No, you just did it again. You did it twice.
We did it twice.
Right, we did it for this week.
And if it turns out we did it last week.
Yeah.
Then should we skip it next week?
Yeah, I think so, because you don't want to do it more than one time.
Yeah, that would be like...
That's bad mojo.
Right.
So you got to keep the mojo, right?
Right. So, yeah, if we... And when Larry in research and development does the checking, we'll see if we did it last week. Listen, I am an expert on this stuff. I have a mind like a trap. I don't think we did it. What you looking at, Gas Man? You confused at the words coming out of my mouth?
He wasn't even here, and he knows you're wrong.
We nearly forgot it this week. Almost. I saw you thinking, what? There's one more thing we needed to
do. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, let me pull the curtain behind you, Voice of Reason. That was called a...
Okay.
That was called a...
He's not allowed to say it on the air.
Yeah, what the hell is this called? Okay. I don't know, it's a tease. That was called a tease.
Oh,
I was getting, you know, getting people in, you know,
a bit.
Yeah,
he was doing a bit.
There you go. There we go. So we've done everything. Come by the Hooters, get your free fried pickles because the guy came in second.
Right.
All you can eat
on that plate.
All
one serving
on the earth.
Yeah, all you can eat. So without further ado, we got to go ahead and tell the people why we're here, because it's topic changing time.
Here comes the first topic, and it's coming down the line, and it's coming down first place, and then it's going to be in second place, and then third place, and then now it's the first topic.
All right, this has nothing to do with the show, but I heard something when you said that. That reminded me.
That felt like real NASCAR.
That reminded me of something that I saw last night on the internet.
Yeah.
and this is political, but we're just going to throw this out
there. You mean when you weren't watching porn?
Yeah, really. Somehow, someone said that George Bush, W, he said something about he was born on third base, and he equated that to hitting a triple.
Exactly. He was born on third base and thought he hit a triple.
That was it. Yeah. And that made me laugh. I actually walked back to the television and saw that, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're on topic changing music, and now I hit the wrong button. And so let's go ahead and call this topic, I'm Back.
I'm Back.
Now, this topic is kind of real close to the gas man's heart, because I know he's a real afraid of this.
And he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's been
it's good
gone.
To be back.
There's
thank
a thing, there's
for like
there's
three
a thing
or 4 weeks.
Called Project Quarterback. And all it's, right. It's where AI, artificial intelligence. Right.
Not Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala?
They're working on, the U.S. government is working on a project that lets AI control the tanks, the troopers, and killer robots in future USA battlefields.
Oh, nice.
Right. So what they're thinking is there's wealth of data and information that comes back from drones and satellites that can deploy that say that we need to go and take care of this particular area here and watch over it. Well, now this guy here, he's by the name of Kevin McErney.
Kevin McErney.
Check out his title. He is the Deputy Director of Army's Next Generation Combat Vehicle Cross-Functional Team.
Wow.
So he is really doing it. So he's saying...
Is that on a patch?
That's somewhere.
Does it go from shoulder to shoulder?
D-D-W-C-W-A-R... Yeah,
all that. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing I'm wondering about. Do you guys care? He says that normally when they get intel... It takes them about 96 hours to, you know, round up the troops, dot the I's, and get the people on the plane and
split
tanks
the
and find out who's going where, based on the intel. Well, with this artificial intelligence, the computers and the smart stuff, they can knock it down to 96 seconds.
Holy.
So they're saying they can, I guess, get the decision to deploy weapons, missiles, people, and all this to go over there where it's a hot spot and get it done.
But they still walk real slow, so it hardly matters that they got the decision in 96 seconds.
No. And so now my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
That's us.
Does that or does that not scare you? And Gasman, you're the one that hates AI, so let's ask you about that.
He hates AI?
Yeah, he does.
Didn't anybody see the Terminator movie? That's how Skynet started.
Yeah.
Turning the military over to computers and got self-aware and took over the world.
Right.
It could be a documentary, man. You
and
know?
they had that hand with the chip in it, you know.
Yeah, really.
The chip came out of the brain. The hand was something different.
I don't know, man. That's relying a lot on computers without human eyes on it.
I mean, the human eyes are on it because the drone, they can see what the drones see.
Correct.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm not cool with that. It can decide what to do.
Yeah.
But you still got lazy ass humans that got to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Dr. Captain Clark, you've been part of the armed forces. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I mean, when you're in the military, you always hope that someone comes up with a more efficient way to do things.
Right.
So if this accomplishes that goal, it's good for the troops. I mean, you know, if you can make a move in 90 seconds as opposed to waiting, what was it, 90 hours?
Yeah, it was 90. They want to get it down to 96 seconds. It was 96 hours for them to do synchronizing brigades and target cycling and all
that.
That's
4 days. That can make a huge difference.
That, right?
So,
all right. So what was your opinion on it?
I think if it helps make the troops more efficient and their mission easier to attain, then it's a good thing.
All right. Smuts?
I think so. This would have been a good situation for Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Could have done something in an hour. That would...
Yeah, really.
Or, I mean, better than the 8 hours that, there's nothing we could have done about it, you know?
Right, yeah.
So... Would maybe you? In 96 seconds would have been,
fabulous.
A nice little thing, yeah.
All right.
And still in the next few days of going through and blaming videos for it.
That's right. True, yeah.
Voice of reason?
Well, 8 hours sounds really quick compared to 46. But I think if the enemy is doing it, we'll be forced to do it.
Oh, so if, but I don't think they'll.
And well, at some point, maybe there won't be any human intervention because there won't be time for that.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if they can do this in 96 seconds, they're probably gathering information, letting the computers crunch the numbers and say, okay, we need to send a fighter jet over here. Go. And the computers may just say, get it. And then the damn airplane may go by itself. This is not good.
Wall Street already has trading bots that beat human beings to death. All to heck.
What would that mean?
Well, they decide which way the stocks are trending, and their computers make the decision to buy and sell. So
gas, man, it's happening.
Yeah, I'm just against it because I'm not with the self-driving cars. I mean, they're running over people and killing them.
No, it's not.
They did run over the woman.
It happened once. It happened. Oh, you know, that's like an airplane. You're gonna get on an airplane. They have crashed, but most of the time they work. Right?
Good point.
Yeah, an airplane flies itself. The airplane technology, they basically fly themselves. So maybe you're onto something there. I'm just not comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm really not.
Because they say at the present time. Did I ask you? How you feel about that, PWs?
I feel much like that.
What is the that?
Oh. You aren't paying attention?
No.
Oh. I think that as long as we can make a decision in 96 seconds, then we ought to be able to, you know, just take our time about executing it.
I don't even like I had a rental car. I don't know if you had in the new cars, when you put the cruise control, there's a radar. And if you get too close,
oh, really?
The car automatically just slow down.
Oh, yeah, it does
that. I hate that, dude.
Why, you want to bump it to the other guy in front of you?
I'm not going
to
bump it to the other car. I don't need the car making decisions for me.
You might, though.
I was a professional driver for 20 years.
Yeah, but I've seen you drink a lot.
Do you tailgate when you have a huge load of gas behind you?
I don't tailgate at all.
Okay, so Gasman, let me ask you
this. So only when the computer has you getting in there too close.
When the computer says I'm too close, they make the decision to slow the truck down or the car down.
But
not me behind the wheel.
But they're counting 1,001, 1,002, aren't they? Isn't it?
They don't have 20 years of experience, and I do.
I
don't need my car or my truck telling me how to drive.
But here's what I'm questioning. If the computer decides that you're too close, you're probably too close. Right? I'm going to be going on a
little. I don't know why you say that.
Because you're driving, all of a sudden your car just slows down out of nowhere.
It slows down because you're too close.
But then it scares you because you're not expecting it to slow down. Oh, what the hell's going on?
Oh, okay.
There's a car in front of
you. Ooh, there's a car. Yeah, that brings it.
You're doing 65 and the car is over there by the supermarket. It's going to slow down.
Right, well,
the radar says it's too close.
Okay, well, you guys don't have to worry. I don't think about this. They say at the present time that the human controller can operate maybe two robots at once. The ambition with this new AI increase is that the humans will control dozens of robots for every human.
Oh, nice.
Increase the ratio of dozens of robots for every human. So one guy is going to be fooling around with dozens of robots. That's 12, right? And they're going to be...
Dozens would be 24 or 36 or 48 or 60 or 72.
Does this include sex robots?
Or 96 or 108.
Yeah.
Or 120.
Okay. Anyway... Listen, I'm making a decision. We should not be doing this. We should be very afraid. Be very afraid.
Okay, so who should call Washington and tell them to stop it?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. So, next week on the episode.
Yeah, make a recording when you call.
It's only a matter of time, people.
It's only a matter of time.
132.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, 144, 156.
It turned out the Terminator was a documentary. We're all going to be screwed.
180, 192,
Let him keep messing around.
And 216, 228.
Let him keep messing around.
240.
252.
There you go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what the hell is going on, it's the voice and the savant over here trying to impress each other with math. Yeah, for some reason they think anybody.
I'm just picking up the easy one.
You know, when he does a little bit more than more math, it's called mather, or in your case, maffer. He's doing more maffer or maffer.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead and do topic change in.
Oh, okay.
And it's a long fly ball deep to left field, and it's another topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
We didn't vote on that one.
Yeah, really. All right, so I like to call this next topic, you got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
That could be the theme of the show.
Yeah, and I just throw that in there.
That's the new title.
You got to be kidding me.
I need your guys' opinion. You guys got to answer to me this. Riddle me this.
All right.
How do you guys feel about child support?
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing? Y'all down by law with that?
Children produced by adults
right.
need to be supported.
And they didn't ask to be born. They didn't ask to be created. Yeah. Yeah. And I paid my child support, so yeah. I got a problem with it.
All right. So there was a man and a woman that had a child.
All right. That's usually how it goes.
It's called science.
And of course, not of course, I shouldn't say that, things didn't work out for them. So they got into this squad.
Of course. Yeah.
Another science.
Yeah.
So
it's a man and a woman. Of course it didn't work out.
During the squabble, they went down to the St. John's County Courthouse to fuss about obtaining visitation rights.
All right.
So the judge made the guy take a DNA test.
All right. To make sure he was the
That he was his father.
Was the judge named Maury?
No.
Check.
So, you are not a father. Yes.
But during the good times, the guy signed on the birth certificate that he is the father.
Okay. Yeah.
So the DNA test comes back to reveal that the guy is not the father.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is always, not always happens, but it happens.
Right.
All right. So now the guy does not want to pay child support. Au contraire. The judge is saying that you didn't go through the right channels to declare yourself as undetached to the child, so you have to pay child support.
So wait a second. I'm trying to get this straight. He should have gone to China to clear this up. Is that what you just said?
How did I get to China?
You said
channels.
He didn't go to China.
Channels.
He didn't go to China.
I like, well why from St. John's County? So you got to go to China to that channel. I don't know.
Why did the judge order the test if he was just going to throw it away?
Yeah. Thank you.
I won't know. But the law states that...
He doesn't actually read the articles.
No, I wouldn't know. The law states that he signed the birth certificate identifying himself as the father, biological father.
Right.
And so him and the woman got into a custody dispute.
Right,
so
right.
They
but why did the judge make him take the test?
Because the judge wanted to make sure that he took care of his obligations.
This one's an easy solution.
To what end?
Yeah, well, because little did we know is that the judge knew the mother from previously. And,
He just wanted to make sure it wasn't his.
It's my kid, and you're paying for it.
Exactly. Easy solution. That's what it was.
Okay, so now, question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers that go around the room. Do you think the guy should pay the child support? Dr. Captain Clark.
Didn't you mention at one point that when things were going good, he was happy to be considered the father?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was paying child support. Matter of fact, he said they were taking $83 out of my check a week for this. I had no problem with that.
Sure.
Seems kind of scummy to change his mind just because he had a falling out with the lady.
I don't think that's why he's changing his mind.
No. He changed his mind because of the test.
Not the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, but prior to that, he was all about being the father. Whether he had took the test or not, he was happy to be this kid's father.
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah. And now, because he has a loophole to get out of it, he's going to just drop his commitment. He doesn't care for this child.
I'm not sure that's called a loophole.
It's kind of a loophole.
He's not the father.
If things had stayed the same with the wife, he would have been fine with it the whole life.
But he would have never known.
Right, but now he knows and like, oh, I can escape my obligations to this child that I may or may not care about. Does he not care about the child?
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't care about the whore.
Yeah. All right, so what you saying? He paid the money?
Yeah, I think he should pay the money.
All right,
spoken like a man with many illegitimate children.
Yes.
Whore.
And he pays for them all.
Voice of reason?
I think what he should do is he should go ahead and continue to pay his $83.
Right.
And find the man.
$83 is nothing.
Give me $83.
Yeah, really. Just throw away $83.
I'll give you $83 if you grow up to be a son I can be proud of. How about that?
Ooh, tall order.
You know that's not going to happen.
You got 84?
That requires your consent. I think he should find the man who is the real father and make him pay the difference that the lady wants in child support.
Okay, that'll work. Gas?
No, he's biologically not the father. He shouldn't have to pay for it.
PWs.
He should not be required to pay for it, but however, I think, you know, ethically, he should be paying.
Ethically?
How old is this kid now?
Yeah.
Well, we don't say that because
let's say he's a year.
That might change it, you know.
Let's say he's a year.
But what about the man who is the father?
He's off the hook.
Yeah, we don't know who he is.
Spoken like a man with many illegitimate
You want to get that in
Thank
again,
you.
Huh?
Thank you.
All right, so what you saying he should... Yes, I wasn't listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I wasn't listening either.
Okay, Smots?
I think since he did sign as a father and all that stuff, he's responsible for it. But if he did further research and they showed who it was, then he can get it changed. But just because of this ruling, he still should probably be on the hook. But
if
he goes out and finds it. No, I mean, look, he's technically, according to the birth certificate, the son's father. Until he can get that annulled or whatever else it is, or kid's father.
So the DNA don't make it annulled?
No, no. Look, you don't have to be. Look, you have stepfathers and stepkids and everything else. So, I mean, it's like stepfathers technically are someone's kid. And if they were to divorce after being a stepfather, he would still be responsible for.
Yeah.
No.
No, a stepfather, if a stepfather adopts the kid.
Right, but they weren't married.
He would adopt the kid.
He didn't adopt the kid.
But he signed for, I mean, he signed the...
the birth certificate.
Now he's just got to go through the legal channel of getting rid of that fathership, and then he can do it. But until that's done legally, he should be on the hook.
Mm. There's only one ex-husband here, and he's going, no, no.
No, and I'm on the side. Maybe it's a tall person's decision. Because I'm with him. No, he should not be in pain.
Not in pain.
He should not be pain. Because... when you're not the father, that gets you out of being the father.
When you are on the birth certificate as the father, you are the father.
Yeah.
DNA
proves you're not.
Now get it off. Now, but it's not the thing. A judge by saying you're not doesn't make you not the father. You can go back and have it annulled or removed, whatever it may be. Yeah, removed. And
so,
in that case.
So here's the part of the story. That's what the state is saying, because you did not properly de-establish yourself.
So I get yelled at and say, no, you're wrong, and yet I'm the one who's telling you what's legally out there.
Yeah.
I'm saying the DNA is undefeated. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
DNA clears you.
I think that he's got every right to get off of there, but until he does, he's not.
I'm seeing a racial delineation here in the panel.
Yes. You want to insert your little words of wisdom now?
Yeah.
Because the tall people are on the same page?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're usually Maury's yelling at you. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. What do you want me to say?
I'm thinking spoken like a man with.
Oh, okay. Spoken like a man with many illegitimate children.
You had one job.
Yeah, really? One. Yeah.
You dropped the ball.
One job. Okay, so, no.
What'd you say? What? You have one job? Yeah. Drop the ball?
No. You had one job and you dropped the ball.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question.
What kind of bigot are you?
If DNA is undefeated, which I don't dispute, DNA is right when it's, you do the test. Why didn't this guy get a DNA test when the kid was born?
He's an idiot.
Because everything was happy-gory-dory. Everything was good.
See, that's where I'm still hung up.
Yeah. If it was happy-gory.
You loved the kid until you found out that you didn't have to pay
$80. And
maybe he didn't have a reason to believe that at the time that he wasn't the father.
Yeah, she told. Maybe part of the she story, told him though? He was the father.
Is that part of the story, though? Were we presented with that?
Well, I don't know if that's the case in this one, but I mean, that's typically, I would think that a lot of times that would be the case.
I would think if you have any doubt of whether you're the father or not, and you may not want to be on the hook for 18 years, you probably get a DNA test as soon as you find out the girl's pregnant.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't have the doubt. Maybe they weren't married beforehand?
No, they were never married. But I'm just saying...
He should fight for custody.
Didn't she
that's
say
what, that's what started the whole thing. They were fighting for visitation rights. Well, because the mother... Rest of the story.
Okay.
The mother doesn't want to have anything to do with the guy. She says, I don't even want the damn.
Well, sounds like he doesn't want anything to do with the baby.
Yeah, and I don't want the child support. I don't want nothing to do with him.
And does the
how do you feel about that now?
Then it's all done.
Her being a mother, is she more of a moth than the moth? Is that what it is?
What's a moth?
To the flame.
Well, M-O-T-H-E-R, mother, like funner.
Oh, mother.
It's a
Mothra.
I guess that's a theme of the day.
Right, yeah.
Mother Earth.
Is she more of a moth? I mean, I don't know.
Mother Earth.
No, listen.
No, if mother, she doesn't want
anything
support,
to do with him,
and he doesn't want to support, then it's pretty much worked out.
Yeah, what's the problem?
No,
yeah.
I don't know why there's a judge involved. Yeah.
The courts have ruled that you have to pay child support. Even though the mother said, I don't want nothing about it, I don't want nothing from him.
No, I think he should still get visitation rights then.
No,
I'm not. The court, if he doesn't want.
As long as he's paying child support.
The court wouldn't even be involved if she didn't want
particularly if
child
he
support.
I'm not
the court wouldn't be involved.
I'm not saying he should discard the kid. If he loves the kid, take care of the kid. But it shouldn't be legally obligated.
Let's rewind. The mother and the father had a kid.
Right.
Or the mother and the dude had a kid.
Okay.
They fuss at each other. They hate each other. Damn you.
Right.
So the dude says, I still want to see my kid. The court said, well, let's settle this. Take a DNA test, make sure you're your kid. Turns out he's not the father.
Right.
The mother still says, I still want nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Get out of my life.
All right, so no child support.
Then the guy was like, okay, I don't want to pay child support. The court rules and says, au contraire, again, the big word, your birth certificate says that you calcified yourself as the father. You need to get this woman $83
of paycheck. He calcified himself?
Yeah. You need to get this woman $83. Now, here's the rest of the story. Homeboy says, they take $83 out of my check. That's a third of my check every week. I can't afford a lawyer to get out of this, so I'm going to represent myself.
Bad
move.
That's never a good
idea. Yeah, really. So he is screwed, and I don't understand why the mother don't want his money. He don't want to get the money, but what happened is the court has decided that the court is the mom, not the mom. They're dictating how this should be handled.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
So now, you guys have more information, which is the same information I gave you. Do you change your opinions, Captain?
Yeah, now I think that Junior's in the crib by himself while all this is going on, dreaming of the day he can bring a gun to school.
Yeah, but
because nobody gives a damn about the kid.
Right.
But
that's a little dark.
No.
The kid's baggage at this point.
I think you jumped to the conclusions.
I don't think anybody cares about the kid.
The mother likes the kid.
Mother?
Does she?
Yeah. She loves the kid.
Enough where she says, I don't want this guy to pay child support?
She don't want nothing to do with him.
Or you don't need to know your real dad.
Yeah, said that you did say that she doesn't want him to pay child support.
Right. She
doesn't?
Right. She don't want anything to do with him. And so as he gives her money, she has to say, this is money from Dickhead.
Okay, I suspect that she's getting money from the real father.
That's not
in the story,
under the table.
No, there's a lot of details missing from the story.
Yeah, there's a lot.
No, but with the details I've given you guys still going to stick with his name is Joseph Sinwa. He should continue to pay.
Oh, where's he from? Where's he from?
He could be from Cleveland.
He's not from Cleveland.
You guys gonna make
as long as he wants to pay $83 a month, let him pay $83.
Did Joseph Sinowa shake hands with a friend of his wearing a turban on a plane?
Yeah,
really. That's not the whole thing. All right.
And then they had to land the plane. Yeah,
I want you guys to come to a consensus and a conclusion. You know this is not right, Smosh. You know this is not right, is it?
I already told you. I mean, legally, he'll still be on the hook until he can go out and get the
he can't afford an attorney
annulled.
So too damn bad.
So he's still on the hook then.
You can still file you can still file the case that look, I am not
father. You know, Mother Justice of Blind works slow.
Okay, well, he's got to pay it until. Yeah.
So
she'll pay it.
Oh,
he'll
God.
Pay it until he's
Mother
not
of
father.
Justice of Blind works slow.
If they're in agreement, he could write a check to her and then she could write a check back to him.
Look at that solution.
Okay.
Well, yeah. How's that reasonable?
Do you guys understand the fact that she doesn't want him nowhere?
Right. Sure. So he writes a check to her. She writes a check back to him. And that's the end of it.
Okay. So I don't have anything to do with, let's say, the guy that killed me. All right? I don't want nothing to do with him.
Yeah. Well,
can I be him?
I don't want him around. I don't want to give him a high five. I don't want to exchange bracelets or money, anything. I don't want nothing to do. I don't even want to know that guy exists. Why should I have to give him a check?
She should have thought of that when she put his name down on the paternity thing instead of going with the other guy that she wanted.
That sounds just like him. W.
Yes.
How can you still want this guy to pay?
I don't want the guy to pay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then you turn in tall.
No, I mean, it just...
Wait a minute. You don't want to be tall?
No, he doesn't. No. Oh, hell.
I have certain advantages not being tall.
Really? What yeah. you say, how you call it, voice of reason? Sounds like a man.
With a plan.
Yeah, with a plan.
Got it. Fumble.
Who dropped the ball.
Yeah, really.
One job to do and drop
the ball.
Yeah.
Gas man, bring it home.
The DNA clears that we shouldn't have to pay. That's it.
Everything should be clear and balanced. Gone. Let the people out the door. That's what I'm screaming. I don't know. Your thing got three cameras in it.
Oh, it does.
I don't understand.
It's a new one.
I don't understand.
That new one.
Dr. Captain Clark's wow. opinion that,
and he's filming us.
Too bad, so sad. I think Bill Smarts is saying, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, you don't know what I said. I went for a compromise.
Yeah, you sold out. All right? I don't care. You want to do...
Huh?
Huh?
All right, so
you
let's
just
go.
Gave me a hand signal to wrap it up. Yeah. Are we ending early?
You never been in the Navy yeah. SEAL?
We're going.
No, I was
now?
Never a Navy SEAL.
This is usually the hands up for it.
Oh.
So I want to go out and say, let's all just decide that Joseph
right.
Joseph Sinawa does not have to pay child support.
All right, so I'll disagree with the law. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not,
hold on a second. So you think yeah. the law is...
So you're not really conservative anymore.
So there's only three of us here that think we're smarter than the judge, who listened to all the particulars.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. If we're going to agree as a show, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, why... I'm just telling you what the law says. Go out and resolve it afterwards.
We understand what the law says, but can it be wrong? You got to say, just too bad, you got to do it.
Until you get it done otherwise.
Oh, yeah, of course he has to do it. Yeah.
Sure.
Of
you
course,
guys are killing me.
Unless you want to go to
if
jail
the judge
for
says you
paying,
have to do it, you have to do it.
Yep.
You go to jail for.
Oh, now
not
there's four of us that are not going to claim to be smarter than the judge.
Exactly.
Well, if you guys are wondering, Lake City says Murray just can't find the father.
Look, I do.
So
think,
she
I
can
do
drop
think that the judge is probably the father. I really think that.
You think that's the father?
Oh yeah, the judge he recognizes this girl from. His time 2-3 years ago. He goes, ooh.
From when he was in
ooh.
When oh, yeah. he was in judge
yeah.
school.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's where they do it?
Yeah. Judge College.
Yeah, yeah. The College of Judge. All right. I'm just taken back. I'm gonna have to clutch the pearls on this. I thought that we all being XY chromosomes,
right,
we would all be on the same page. You know, the man is being
no.
I think he should eventually get out of it.
It's
yeah,
just
but
us
right
tall
now,
people.
Oh, it's just us tall
on,
people. Yeah,
on
really.
The same page. Yeah.
Except you. You agree with the judge.
No, I.
No, he's
agree
tall with, now.
Yeah, I'm tall.
Clark, I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
And hold on a second. You know why I'm disappointed in you?
No.
You want to kill me.
Oh, I was volunteering for the sake of the bit.
Or the fact that you said it before the rest of them,
oh,
which is probably
yeah.
which is
yeah.
probably the truth.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
wanted to win.
Yeah, we all would have killed you too. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah. they wanted
us.
To be rid
yeah.
of you, not necessarily kill yeah. you.
What'd you just
yeah.
say? You want to get rid of me?
No,
yeah.
That's what he was yeah. saying. Like, all right, yeah. I wish
it's
I,
colloquial.
Yeah, if he puts you in the trunk of a car and buries you in the desert, he didn't technically kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get rid
yeah.
of you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's, good. I like that.
It's. I think we're all saying it's time for a new bit.
Oh.
Wow. Somebody's
whoa.
Running the show.
Whoa,
yeah.
Man. Yeah,
oh,
really.
Man.
When did we start doing
oh,
yeah.
just
bits?
Take over.
Yeah.
Oh.
When did you start taking orders from a
yeah.
short guy?
Yeah.
So when you do additional.
Yeah. What are you going to do at this point now that you've been yeah. been told to
now
do
I've been,
something?
Yeah, been. Is I it, outlouded it.
Is I
it,
guess you have to stick with this bit.
Is it,
yeah,
is
no.
it
the end of the show? Oh, yeah.
Is it more bits or is it bitter?
Bitter.
Is Steve short?
I dare you to stay with this bit till the end
oh,
of the show.
Oh, no. Now what?
He's trying to psychologize
he
me.
He told you what to do and then he dared you not to do it.
Watch this or listen to this. I think it's time for what's twinding.
Oh, my word.
Ha.
Got me.
I don't know who won that.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
All right, let's just start at the top and work our way down, and what happens, happens, right?
I always lose this.
All right. President Trump labeled the Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution as what? One word. What was the word he used to label the Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution?
It's
treasonous.
Airy? Emolument means like there's air?
Nope.
I'll go with bogus.
He labeled it as fake.
Anybody else?
Smosh, you got to know.
Gasman's closest. He said phony.
Oh. Okay, hold on a second. The Emolument Clause.
Yeah.
Good luck, Spike.
You don't even know what it is, do you?
It's a provision of the U.S. Constitution which prohibits a president from profiting from the U.S. government or foreign governments in relation specifically to his attempt to host the G7 summit at his resort in Doral,
Florida. Why do they call it the Emolument? Why didn't they just call it Can't Do Clause?
Because the people who wrote the Constitution are smarter than
back
that.
Then, they had big words like that?
Oh, they had huge words. We lost our vocabulary when we started doing video.
And that, you know what? MTV killed the music industry.
That's right.
Give me five letters in emolument without any order. I don't care.
Okay.
Five what?
The five word, letters for Spike.
The dinner will be ready in a moment.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, really. Right, that's probably more than five words, too, isn't it?
Well, the reason this is trending is because you have a U.S. president saying the part of the Constitution is phony.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of like
the way Spike handles our responses to his topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying I could be president?
You could easily be president. Yeah, you're very president.
First
thing I'm doing is getting Sinuwan off the child support.
Good.
Riddle me this.
He'll probably vote for you twice.
Mm-hmm.
Number two thing. I'm just going to say this because I bet nobody here knows what this is talking about.
Uh-oh.
Gucci Mane slams Breakfast Club host in interview with Charlemagne the God.
Okay, and this is for the tall people?
What language is that you speak?
Well,
okay.
I'm just reading the headline.
Okay.
All right. Well, I know the Breakfast Club is a bunch of colored people.
No.
There's not one colored person in the Breakfast Club.
Yes, no, yeah.
That's the barbershop club.
Oh. I mean black. Sorry, Spud.
You mean tall?
See, yeah, tall.
I mean, no, it's a radio show.
Steve's taking it back to 1983 with...
Hold on a second. In the Breakfast Club, that's
Molly
a bunch of white people, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
That's what the girl with the red hair and...
Yeah. That, in 1983, that was...
Forget about me.
Yeah. Right. That's a movie. But now it's an actual show.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's the jock.
I know I'm right.
The nerd, the outlaw, and
the jock. The poor little rich girl.
Yeah.
30 plus years ago. Yep. But the reason it's trending in 2019 is the Breakfast Club is a radio program.
With colored people.
With tall people.
Tall people!
Yeah.
Get it straight. We're politically correct.
So who's Gucci Mane?
Oh, clinically.
Does anybody know who Gucci Mane is?
Yeah, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane. That's in one of his songs.
So you're saying he's a musician?
He's a performer?
Yeah, he is. Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane. Google it. That's in one of his raps.
So who's Charlemagne?
And that's not even his real name.
Charlemagne the God is a guy I do not agree with. He is kind of on the same lines with Common. They just say stuff, and people think that he's saying stuff. It's kind of here's an example.
Comma? There's a guy named Comma?
And people think they're saying stuff.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Comma, like the...
Common.
Oh, Common Chameleon.
Common.
Yeah. Charlemagne the God, he'll say stuff like, you know, I think that because of the way it is, it shouldn't be that way because there are always a different aspect of the way things are. And what did I just say?
And we have cleared this topic up completely for everyone listening. So
actually, it goes along with the title, what we did pretty closely.
All right, how about Dennis Quaid? Actor Dennis Quaid is in the news. Why is Dennis Quaid in the news?
He's doing those insurance commercials.
Nope.
He's doing them teeth commercials.
Nope. Yeah. That's not why he's in the news. I'm not saying he's not doing those commercials.
That's less like a song.
Because he looks fabulous.
Okay, that might be tied to it.
Anybody else? Look good for his age.
Any other guests?
W?
Whitening strips.
Schmatz isn't participating.
I already did that, the teeth thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Hold on a second. We introduced you as the guy that know everything.
Yeah, but he tuned out three topics ago.
He want to go pay child support for somebody he don't even know.
65-year-old Dennis Quaid has proposed to his 26-year-old girlfriend, Laura Savoy.
When did he and Meg Ryan get divorced?
Oh, now we're interested. Now the creeps are interested.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. When did they get divorced?
They were married?
Years ago.
Yeah.
They've been over for years.
As they have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got one more?
Yeah, one more. Bring it home.
Please, please.
Mitt Romney confirms he's running a what?
A chicken farm.
A fake Twitter handle.
Yes, he's running a fake Twitter account under a pseudonym.
Yes.
On a what?
He's catfishing people on Twitter, basically.
Right, right. His Twitter name is Richie Rich.
Is it really?
About right.
Well, it's close. It's like
Felicity Hopper.
Pierre Delecto.
Pierre Delecto.
Yeah.
Which is like
that's
kind of
cool name.
Yeah.
You know?
Pierre Delecto.
It's kind of cool that elected officials acting under a fake name and then putting out public information. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody else. Somebody else we know, right?
So that's everything that's twending.
Oh, that was awesome. Right. Thank you for what's twending. Well, okay. Hey, all right. So listen, I always got to throw this in here because I got to ask the question of the day. I like this.
There is a question of the day.
And I think you people would know this.
You people.
You people, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you guys seen the movie Forrest Gump, right?
Yes.
Many times. Love that movie.
All right, so now I want to give people time on the chat line to answer this question here.
All right.
See if they even still are playing or around.
So don't tell us. Only tell the people in the chat line.
Okay, so people on the chat line, you guys, if you watch Forrest Gump, what did Jenny die from? That's always been a mystery in the world of mysteries.
Really? I mean, from
hepatitis is what I assumed.
From the time that it was there with all her illicit drug use and partners and everything. It's certainly AIDS.
I'm thinking hepatitis.
Complications
from AIDS.
I'm a little bit with the smarts. Not smart. You, smarts. Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark.
I always assumed it was AIDS. I don't know if it was announced in the movie, but the assumption was it was AIDS.
PWs?
I'm thinking measles.
I got to tell you, I mean, I remember watching...
Oh, my God, dang. Hold on a second. She never got bumpy.
Well, no, they didn't show everything.
They didn't show everything.
I got to tell you...
She could have had bumps.
Wasn't there a theater like Hillsboro and Himes? And it's now a car dealership now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So in that theater, I'm in with like three couples. One of the couples, a very prominent attorney who does a lot of commercials now, she's in there. And basically, as soon as it's discovered that she's sick, she blurts out in one of the quiet scenes of the movie, "She gave Forrest AIDS."
the only thing.
All right.
Because they had just had sex prior to it, right? Sick, right?
All right, so let me do this. We got a call on the line.
Yeah.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Yep. Thank you so much.
Where in the hell have you been? We hadn't heard from you in a while. We had some guests the last time, and we had like full boards of call. Everybody was hanging out. But thank you, caller. Listen, we don't have an answer. Lake City has a big, giant question mark.
Didn't Jenny die before 1982?
No.
Mm-hmm. We have an answer, though.
She died during the big scare with the three letters.
No, here's the thing. They slept together, and she didn't come.
I'd never heard of it before.
He didn't meet his son until later. He was already walking around.
Right.
Yeah.
She could have got pregnant before she got AIDS. That's my thinking.
Could have.
When he met his son, his son was already.
Yeah, he was like seven.
Yeah. So they had sex before she even got AIDS.
No, according to the biographical thing that I looked up, they had sex on the wedding night, and she died the next day.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
What? Well,
no, they got married.
And then how did he have a seven-year-old kid?
They got married after she was
really?
Seven.
Yeah. That don't make no sense,
They
does
got
it?
Married after no, she doesn't. Was already sick.
Because she disappeared.
They got married before she died.
She showed up at his house, and then she disappeared.
Jenny would have been 40 in 1982.
What?
Okay, if you type in what did Jenny die from?
Are you cheating?
Google. No, I'm helping answer the question. That's cheating?
Research.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes up.
Can you take a test when you're doing a driver's license?
The big word says AIDS. But But right below that, it says the author of the book the film is based on recently revealed that Jenny died from hepatitis and not AIDS.
Hepatitis C. Come on, lady. There's seats over there. Don't worry about it. We bite.
AIDS was not popular.
No, AIDS was a big thing. That's why everybody thought it was.
But he never said what it was. He just said she got a disease.
Pulling the curtain back, she died from the C.
And she said incurable, right? She
from the what? The C.
The C.
Answer?
Hepatitis C.
No, it just says hepatitis.
But it was hepatitis C.
Okay, but it doesn't say C.
I didn't think anybody died from hepatitis C.
Oh, yeah, could kill you.
Back then, they didn't have the music and the madden. I mean, the medicine. That's what I was trying to get out. Mm. Yes. All right, so listen. What I'm doing on the Spike on the Mic show is I'm expounding knowledge of nuggets. I think that's backwards.
It is.
Nuggets of
it's
knowledge.
It's always backwards whenever you say it.
So you guys were assuming she had sex with a lot of gay people? Or
no, with some nuggets.
That's how you get hepatitis?
Hippies.
No, AIDS.
Hippies.
And
what, you say straight people can't get AIDS?
I think they can, but I think back then that was very rare for a straight person.
The
views of Divorce and Reason or his alone do not reflect
and nobody
views of
else's.
Spike on the Mic.
Yeah, really.
Straight, but I think you were grasping at straws to think.
Who was grasping?
AIDS. You guys.
Straight people can get AIDS, but they have to buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, rich people have AIDS.
There's a store you can go get that?
Yeah, yeah. It's at the white people. Disease store.
Like Rite Aid. Like, you ever seen the drugstore Rite Aid?
Rite Aid?
Yeah.
Rite Aid. God. Deal.
Clark for the win.
Yeah, really. Okay, so listen, I'm setting the record straight. Jenny died from hip disease.
Jenny tells Forrest she is sick with an unknown incurable virus in 1981.
Yeah.
You said, and curable?
81. 1981. You said 1981.
Incurable virus.
Okay, when was Rite Aid discovered?
Rite Aid is the drugstore?
That's where you got the AIDS.
Back in the 1910.
Well, look.
Rite Aid's been around. They've been long, more than Eckerd's?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been around. It was around in the 70s.
Yeah,
I remember going to Rite Aid.
Eckerd's isn't around anymore.
But AIDS, AIDS is a virus, and hepatitis is not a virus. So
yes.
That's why it's
unknown, incurable virus.
I don't know what none of that means.
Okay, so hepatitis is not a virus.
So you guys gonna go home and not know?
Correct.
No. Right. Help C is what did it. So, spray and nuge your children.
I'm going to write the sequel to Forrest Gump and how
spray and neuter your children.
Is that Ted Nugent's brother?
Yeah, really. All right, well, listen, this has been an award-deserving show.
Oh, God. This
and
has
remember,
been
in 3 weeks or 2 weeks on 11-1, 11-4, we're going to be at Ferg's at the stadium in St. Pete.
Is that next Monday?
No, that's next Monday. And I was thinking about we might take next Monday off.
Why?
We need a Columbus vacation day.
No, we don't.
I was just thinking that. To be determined. Ladies and gentlemen. So
does Spike
we do,
on the Mic not want to do the Spike on the Mic?
Oh, is that loving
he's
it.
Always,
like,
yeah.
But see what happened is I'm like a drug dealer. Yeah. I give you a hit. Then you want more.
No.
Yeah, or what you're basically telling is, like, hey, we know you're enjoying here, but cancel your next Monday and don't listen.
Right. Damn that. Let's go around the room and ask y'all what's stuck with you. What's stuck with you, Gas Man?
It's stuck with me that nobody knows what Jenny died of except for me. And thanks for having me back.
What'd you have? What'd you say? You said Hep C?
AIDS.
Okay, you wrong.
Incurable virus.
Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you tonight?
That George Bush became funnier when he became president.
Mm.
I mean, after he's no longer president.
Stuck with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was in the show. Yeah,
fool me, you won't get fooled again.
Yeah, really. All right, Dr. Calvin Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
That using a resource that can give you correct information when you don't know the answer to a question is cheating.
Yeah.
Dude, let's say you go to the DMV, get your driver's license.
Do I get a driver's license from doing this show?
You can't use your resources.
You get a dummy's license for being on it.
Man. Yeah.
And you drive one of those cars that's self-driving.
Yeah. Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
That you keep looking for more and more and gooder reasons to not do the show.
Yeah.
Keep making these fake excuses like going, oh, well, we're not here in 2 weeks. We're at Ferg's down in downtown St. Pete on November 4th. So what do we need on the 26th? We need a gooder reason not to be here next week.
Yeah, what's with that? That's so wrong.
PW, what's stuck with you?
The same thing, that you're just so eager to not do the damn show. And, it's the spike on the mic show.
Okay, let me tell you what's stuck with me. To clarify what I'm doing, I just told y'all. I want to give a big shout-out and big thanks to Tiffany. Love you, Shorty. Lake City, you guys are always big and proper on the show. This is the Spike on the Mic show.
Bring pickles.
Yeah, that's right. What's stuck with me is that I educated y'all. Jenny died from the sea. Help C. Oh. Spike on the Mic, and we out, ladies. One, two.